Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 6, reading from verse 48. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. The title of our message is The Living Bread of God. Jesus says that he is that living bread of God, that bread of life. That means he is that living bread, not dead. That your fathers ate the natural bread in the wilderness and are dead. They ate manna and they died. Every one of them. Except Joshua and Caleb that lived still, that made it to the promised land. So he reminded them that though they ate bread or manna, they died. That he is the true bread, the living bread that a man should eat and he will not die. And that he is that bread of God, the bread that came down from heaven, which a man will eat and he will never die, saith Jesus Christ. That this bread of God is himself, who? Jesus, the Word of God. He said he is food indeed that we are to eat. Who is this Word of God? The Word we have in the Bible. And that's why he said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, reading from verse 1 to verse 3. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. He says he fed them 40 years in the wilderness, and they didn't know where the food came from. Neither did their fathers know where the manna came from, and that he was to prove to them by this that man does not live by physical means alone. Because they didn't labor, they didn't plant, and yet they were eating. He says that he made provisions for them 40 years so that he will prove to them that they don't live by physical means alone, but by every word that coming from the mouth of God. That the word provided for them 40 years. What word? His word. They were fed by the word of the Lord. They were protected by the word of the Lord. That the word of the Lord kept them all these years. And that they should know that they were surviving by his word. So they are to eat the truth of the word. Truly, we can survive entirely by God himself. That's why he's saying to us that he is that living bread we should eat, which we should take in. What bread? His word. That the word of God is food indeed, is drink. That we are to take in the word into our soul, into our mind. That though God created Adam from the dust of the ground, he says that he created him, his spirit, in the image and likeness of God. That the spirit man was the breath of God himself. And therefore, he's saying that though we are physical, but we are spirit. That the outward man is physical, but the inner man in us is spirit. He needs to live. And that spirit man lives by the word. Because he was created in Christ Jesus, in the image of God himself. That means our spirit man was formed in the word of God. And so the word of God gave birth to our spirits. And that spirit in man was formed in Christ. And so he needs the word of God to survive, to be alive, to move, to deal. And so God formed us. And therefore, he's saying that we should take in the truth. That if we take in the truth of his word, we will see in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. That this word that is given to us in the Bible is our life. See what Moses told them in the same Deuteronomy chapter 32, concerning the word of God in verse 45 to 47. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. He said, through the word, he had testified to them. Through the Bible, they will live. And that this word of God is not a vain thing to them. It is their very life. The life they have not seen. You know, you have not seen your life. No man has seen his spirit. You just find yourself, you are alive. The word of God is saying to us today that this word in the Bible is our life. That this book we are reading is the life we have not seen. Your life you have never seen. When people die, you don't see them. They take the dead body and go and bury that dead body. But it says the life that departed from that person is this word. This word in the Bible is our life. That this is the breath of God that he breathed into Adam. And then Adam became a living soul. And that this word of God is food indeed. We are to take it in. And then how we eat him, just as we eat physically, and then we stay alive physically. He says that we are to eat this word of God so that we stay alive spiritually. That it is this one that departed from Adam, he died. Adam was still living physically, but he died to God. That when we leave this word of God, we don't have Christ dwelling in us richly, we are famished, we are malnourished. And so that as we eat physical food to stay alive, it says we need, our spirit man needs this word of God to stay alive because it is the very life, our life. See what the Apostle Paul spoke of in Colossians chapter 3, in verse 1-3 of it. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Amen. Are you hearing? Moses says that the word of God is your life, he told the Israelites. Apostle Paul says that Christ is your life, telling us that Christ is the very word of God in the Bible. They are not two, it's one. He says that this is the bread that came down from heaven. Apostle Paul says, set your affection on him. Affection on this food from heaven. He is the spiritual food that we are to eat. That's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. Who the word of God that was made flesh told us that this word we read in the book of God is food indeed. He is our life. He is the real life we have. And that's why he says, what shall it profit a man that he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? That's why he says, you cannot serve two masters. In that if we hold on to flesh and blood, he says that person will lose his life. But he says, if you lose your life, what is he talking of? The flesh and blood we are mindful of. He says, you will gain me. For he is the man from heaven. That there is a natural man from the dust, which is Adam. He says that is what Adam ate and we all died. That Adam ate the natural. So he became carnally minded. That is the food God warned him not to eat. He said, don't eat from that tree. Do you know that man is planted like a tree? He said, don't touch him. But Adam didn't listen. Adam left what God said to him. He said, eat Christ. He was to eat the word of God. He left the word of God and ate himself. And then he died. He became naked. And so the Lord is saying to us that there is only way to be delivered from death is to eat Christ. That in Adam all died. In Christ all shall be made alive. Amen. And that living one is this word of God in the Bible. He is the life-giving spirit. He said once you eat him, you come alive in God. You are now in God. God is in you. That it is that food he wants us to eat. He wants us to eat the truth of the Bible is what he's saying. That the truth of this Bible is that this is your inner man. This is your real man. The undiable one. The one that lives and abides forever. And that once you eat him, that is when Christ dwells in your heart, then you are now alive. And so even if your mortal body dissolves, he says you have a building of God, eternal in the heavens. That building, Jesus says, I am that building. I am the house of God. And so he's saying to us that we are to receive the truth. There are two people, us, the natural, and Christ. And that this Christ is not natural being. Is a spirit man, and that he is the word of God that God spoke. And that word of God, he says, that is how we live, and that it is God that created us by his word. And this word that created us, he said, we need to eat him. Then, when we eat him, then we ever live. You can never die, it don't matter. He says, anyone that believes on him can never die. Because as he live, you will live also. Hallelujah. And so he's saying to us that he is that bread that came down from heaven. That this word of God is bread. The bread of God. That God says we must eat. That when we have eaten him, we are now a new being. The old is gone. Now the new is here. And then this new is himself. Which he says that you will not become his witnesses, as he told them. That once you have taken him in, you now become a witness of him to the apostles. That after the spirit of the Bible comes upon you, you become witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, unto the utmost part of the earth. That there is something that God wants to do to us. And that the thing he wants to do to us, he wants to put Christ in us. That in the old time, he wrote in the stone tablets his word. And that word, Moses said that this is your life. In the New Testament, he says that he wants to take the same word and write it in our hearts. And that this writing is the writing of God, written with the Spirit of God. That when he was telling them that he is the bread that came down from heaven, they did not know that he is the word that was made flesh. So they were looking at the natural man. And that's why they said to him, how can you give us your flesh to eat? What they didn't know is that he is not a natural man. He is that very word of God. Let's return to that John 6, we read and hear what Jesus says concerning the bread that came down from heaven. In verse 52, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Amen. Amen. He made it clear to them that he's talking of himself. What's the problem? They are not looking at him. They have not the eye to see him. That he is the Word of God made flesh. That Jesus Christ moving in the street of Jerusalem was this Word of God in human form. The Word we have in the Bible in human form. So they could not access to the Spirit, to his Word. And that he is talking of his sayings, the words that he's speaking of. And they didn't connect to what he was saying. Then look at what he said to them in verse 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I'm talking of the word, Jesus says. The words where in the Bible. That the words I speak, they are spirit, they are life. I'm talking of the word. The word of God is he that he says that as he is living by the Father that sent him. Do you know that the word of God is living by the Father? That is why the Father says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word cannot pass away. It is God that make the Bible to exist this day, not man. The Almighty God. He says as he has life in himself, so he has given to the Bible to have life in himself. That it is the life of God that is keeping the scriptures. That as God cannot be removed, the word of God cannot be removed. Amen. And that's why he said that by two immutables, as God cannot be changed, the promise he made to Abraham cannot be changed. And that he and his word is one. And that he is living by the Father. That this word of God is settled in heaven, is settled in his spirit. And therefore, the spirit that gave us this Bible is the one keeping this Bible. He said, my mouth has commanded it, my spirit has gathered them. Then he now says that anyone that eats him, eat this word of God as the word of God indeed will also live by him. That's what he's saying. That as he is alive, you will be alive. Because the word of God cannot pass away, you cannot pass away. Since you have received him as the word of God into your heart, you have eaten the truth of him, you are conscious in Christ, and Christ is in you, that you are no longer looking for Jesus Christ, you now know him. You now know that he is the perfect law of liberty. He is the word that is in the Bible, which is speaking to us, and that when you believe in him, he says you cannot die because he is the true God and eternal life. And there is not another God, and that anyone that receives him will be living still. That those people perish in the wilderness because they did not receive him. What they receive perished. They receive themselves. But those who receive his word, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets, he said, they are living today. by what means by him. He says that Abraham is still alive. How? By him. That he's the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Jacob. He's the God of all the prophets. That as long as the scripture is alive, Abraham is alive. For he, this is whom Abraham believed. The Abraham did not look for himself anymore. He said he sought for a city whose builder and maker is God himself. Amen. Jesus says, I am that city of God. This holy Bible, which he says by this scripture, the whole world shall be blessed. That seed of Abraham is Christ. The holy Bible. He says he's alive. He says St. Paul is alive today. By what means? By this Bible. Amen. That's why you can hear what he says. He said, my little children, whom I'm traveling birth again, until Christ be formed in you, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word in the Bible will not pass away. He is the unmovable, the unremovable, the unchangeable. He is ever living and making intercession for us. Amen. He said, take your stand in the word of God. Amen. Those who took stand in the flesh, they perish. But those who took stand in the word, they said they are living because he live. You live as well. And that this word of God is the bread which he said we should eat. Then when you have eaten him, you are now a new being. Anyone who has eaten him is in him. That's why he says on that day when the books will be opened, anyone that was not found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. But anyone that is found in Christ, found that he is in Christ and Christ is in him, he says that as he was raised from the dead, the same spirit of holiness that was in Christ will raise you up on that day. That it is this whole spirit that was in the prophet, that is why they are called holy prophets. It is this spirit that was in the apostles, that's why they are called holy apostles. That it is this spirit of holiness that are in the holy angels, that's why they are called holy angels. That if Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the spirit of holiness that was in him. There is only one holy. That holy is this holy Bible. The holy word of God. And that this holy word of God, he says, if it be in you, you have eaten the holy one of God. He says, you shall live by him. There is no condemnation in you anymore. Since you have taken to the Holy One and rejected the evil one. Who is that evil one? He says the one, the lawless flesh and blood that will not do the will of God. That Jesus obeyed God in all. Though he was tempted like us, he didn't sin. And he says that if we receive this one true Son of God, he would not give us power to become children of God. And that this is the truth that is being preached to us by the gospel. And that what he is telling us today is that when he said we should eat him, he's saying that we should eat his identity. That is, we should know that he is the only Son of God, the true Son of God. And that that flesh and blood which we are mindful of can never be a child of God. Until we eat this truth, that this Jesus Christ, this word of God, is the Son of God. That the true sons of God are those that came from his mouth, his word. Except we believe that. He says that anyone who disobeyed that word has perished. Because flesh and blood will end one day. But this word of God abides forever. That the flesh and blood is a hireling. Is a servant. He will pass away. But the Son abided forever. And they say the Son will set you free. You shall be free indeed. And so he wants us to eat the Son of God. That God gave birth to this Bible, to every word in this Bible, that this is his Son, which he says that this is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased, hear you him. He wants us to listen to his word. And that when we receive him into us as the truth of God, he says we are saved. That is the salvation. That this is the Lamb of God that takes away the death, the sin of this world. That means we have passed from the dead Adam, the dead flesh, to the living Son of God, Christ Jesus. And that this is the repentance he's talking of. When he says, except we repent and turn to God, we cannot see the kingdom of God. That we have to repent from the old man and turn away from what we are mindful of. And then we set our affection on Christ, on his word. We love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. For this is the true Son of God. and that this true Son of God wants to gain entrance into our heart. That's why God is preaching him to us. He's preaching his Son to us. And he says that for 40 years in the wilderness, they didn't let him in. Though he spoke to them and said, don't you see that you are living by my Son? It's my Son that giving you food to live so that you will know him. But they turned away from him. They desired the things of Egypt. They desired the things of this world, not the word of God. And so because of that, he said they perish. And that God is also preaching to us today in our generation that there's only one thing needful, his Son. That this Son of God is the word we have in the Bible. That he is more than ordinary letterings. That he is the very Son of God. That he is not preaching to us so that we will be looking at him and thinking of something else. He wants us to look into this perfect law of liberty, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. That when we hear the bread of God, we should not go and manufacture one. He's saying to us that he is that bread of God. That the word that came from his mouth is food indeed. We should eat it. We should not go for another, like they were looking for something else. That's why they're saying, oh, is he going to, what? How is he going to give us this meat? He said the words I'm speaking, the words that we are reading the Bible. Don't say, where is Christ? Know that this word of God is Christ. He is not going to jump from the sky. He is not coming from somewhere that when they say to you, go to that mountain, Jesus is there. He said, don't go. Go there. He's in the desert. Don't go. The word is near you. Even in your mouth, that this scripture we quote is Christ. That if you believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess him with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. And that this Jesus came to us and is available to us today. And what is remaining, he says, to receive him. That there's nothing God is going to do than this Bible he has given to us. He says that it is he that is and was and is to come. He told them, he said, before Abraham, I am. They didn't know what he's saying. That he's saying to them, before Abraham was the word. Because the word created all things. That I am the word. They took stone to stone him. They said, you are not yet 50 years old. You said you saw Abraham. How did you see Abraham? But he says, I am. God is saying to us that this word we are reading in the Bible is the very creator. The created in the beginning, whom we didn't see. God so loved us, he made himself manifest. He showed himself. When you eat me, they will not find out that I am that mighty God. I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, and I am he that is and was and is to come. I am he that was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I am that undiable. I am that was there 3 days, I came up. I am the Lord. And that if you eat me, you will see. But he said, if we don't believe, we cannot see. That whosoever cometh to him must first believe that he is God. And then, what do you do? He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You begin to seek from him as we just search and find out that Moses said, this word is your life. His apostle said, Jesus is your life. We have discovered that the Jesus that St. Paul is speaking of is the scripture that Moses is speaking of. That Jesus Christ is the holy scripture in the Bible. That is why I say for 40 years he followed them. That rock that followed them was Christ. Was remaining to receive him. They didn't receive him. That's the problem. That when someone tells you, this is my name, you receive him. He said, wherefore God gave him a name. He says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That we are to bow to the truth of the Bible. That there is not another Jesus coming than this Bible. That it is this Jesus that will rule the entire world. It is this Jesus that is the King of Kings. It is this Jesus that is the Ancient of Days. When we say Jesus is coming, know that the Word of God is coming. That his reign is coming.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.